You're listening to episode 34 of The Unstoppable Journey with Martin Ware. DJ, drop that beat.
Listen and believe in the impossible. Buckle up and get ready for the ride of a lifetime. Join us on this incredible journey of epic proportions. And now, coming to you from his fortress of solitude, hidden deep in the realm of his Los Angeles man cave, it is time to join in on the unstoppable journey with your host, Martin Ware.
Ware Nation, if you're a person who's desperately looking for more targeted traffic and leads for your business, your prayers have just been answered. Head over to MitchTraining.com, that's MITSTraining.com, to learn from the very best online marketers on the net today. Visit MitchTraining.com to explode your lead flow and explode your business in 2015. Awesome. Welcome to another episode of The Unstoppable Journey. I am your host, Martin Ware, and today we have an awesome guest. I'm super excited to really bring to you a coach of the coaches. This guy, he really has a great tenacity of really just bringing the value and helping other coaches succeed. And being a coach myself, I really wanted to bring this talent and this person on with Warrior Nation. We have Mark Mawinney on the call. Mark, are you on the call with us today, my friend?
I am here with Warrior Nation. I'm pumped and ready to go.
Awesome. Well, we're really excited to have you on the call. And for those of you that don't know Mark, Mark is a lifelong entrepreneur who began his coaching business after starting several other companies, including one that grew into 100-plus employees, which we're going to be talking about. His passion is really helping other coaches build successful businesses by defining their target markets, implementing systems to better manage their time and make more sales. He just launched the Natural Born Coaches podcast, a daily podcast where he interviews successful coaches to help support the worldwide coaching community. The show became an immediate hit, making it into iTunes' new and noteworthy category in the very first week. So I'm very excited to bring on Mark. And Mark, I just touched a little bit briefly on your bio and past experiences. But can you give Warrior Nation just a little bit about who you are? We definitely want to get to know you as a person.
Sure. Well, I mean, your podcast, it's right up my alley because like a lot of your listeners, I'm an entrepreneur is in my DNA, you know, and I've also been on a journey where I've had to be unstoppable with a lot of ups and downs and definitely had to persist through those. So I got started in the real estate business back when I was 21 years old. So it was about 15 years ago. And I'm in beautiful New Brunswick, Canada. So we're up actually in the northeastern part of, I guess, North America, bordering Maine. So we're in that neck of the woods. And I got started at 21 in real estate. And as you mentioned, I built up a company to over 100 employees and had a number of other companies that worked in conjunction that I built up with the real estate company. So I had a mortgage company and a property management company and lawn care and other stuff in there. And really my coaching journey and business grew out of the ashes of dealing with a business closure. And I can get into that later, but make a long story short, I was helped back onto my feet and to continue on with my journey by several coaches and mentors. And that's where the passion came for me to get into coaching and to help other coaches work with their clients as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely going to get into that. 2015 is just around the corner, and I see myself really just ramping up my coaching business as well. So I do have a few questions for you along the podcast. But before we actually get everything started and popping off, I definitely like to start off with an unstoppable quote. Do you have a quote that you live by or a mantra that you go to when you just need to get that unstoppableness coming out?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard because there's I'm a lot like you. I'm reading all the time and I absolutely love quotes, you know, like any motivational and personal development quotes. But the quote that really has stayed with me over the years comes from the book that really put me into the entrepreneurial world and the journey. And that was Think and Grow Rich when I first read it back in high school. And the quote, of course, is whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe it can achieve. Napoleon Hill had said that, and it's been credited to W. Clement Stone as well and others. But that that quote, I think, sums up the how entrepreneurs have to think better than probably any other quotes I've heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Think and Grow Rich is definitely a common one, and I'm looking at my library right now, and that's a book that definitely pops out to me, something that I always go to. I've read it quite a few times, and there's just a lot of wisdom in that book. The crazy thing that you mentioned, that I just checked the iTunes today and the News and Noteworthy, and, you know, when I first started, you know, just trying to get on that News and Noteworthy was just a task, and just getting a podcast, to be honest. I mean, we're both podcasters, so I think this would be, you know, cool to talk about. But, you know, just getting the podcast off and launched was just a journey in itself. And, but, you know, then once you get that launched, then there's things that you have to really believe within yourself that it's going to come true. You know, just believing that I was going to be in the New and Noteworthy, that I was worthy to be on new and Noteworthy, and it finally happened today. So I'm pumped up. From recording this podcast, we finally got on New and Noteworthy.
Congrats. Yeah, I know. When I first actually a friend had sent me the screenshot when I woke up one morning. It was sent over by text or whatever. I hadn't noticed it. And it was, yeah, in our first week, we hit it. And it was quite the thrill to be there. You know, it's when you pour so much into a podcast and everything else, I was, you know, just blown away as well. So it's really cool to be on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, by the way. So very cool quote. I definitely love Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich and just Warrior Nation. If you haven't picked that up, I mean, you definitely we've talked about that book quite a few times on the show already. So, you know, definitely that's a book that that gets quoted a lot. But, Mark, I actually like to shift a little bit. And, you know, here at the Unsolvable Journey, I love talking about different stories. Number one is if we can dive in a little bit deeper in a story in your life or a time in your life where things were not going so great, and you were in this valley, and you just had to be unstoppable to really climb out. Things were, you know, maybe you're failing at your business, or something was happening where you were just not in flow, and you were not, you know, doing as well. Can you share with us a time in your life when you had to be unstoppable to climb out of that? And then one thing that you learned from that lesson.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was August of 2009. With no, that's no doubt about that. That was my low point. What had happened the previous almost 10 years, I'd built up my real estate company, and even throughout my 20s that encompassed, I had no stumbles, or at least no big stumbles. You know, everything was just kind of up, up, up. And I started to feel as if I could do no wrong. You know, like I was taking risks. Everything was working out. Constant massive growth every year, and just smooth as can be for the amount of business that we were doing. It was just amazing. So in January of 2009, I launched my own brokerage. I'd been working, I had a team that was working under a larger Remax franchise, basically. And I launched, I went on my own, and it seemed like the right thing to do at that time. We were at that stage of growth, you know. So we opened a couple offices in a few different markets around here. Our market share was soaring and everything else throughout 2009, but unfortunately, the expenses were soaring higher. And, of course, being an entrepreneur, you're always thinking positive and you've got the confidence and you think, oh, this would never close. And literally right up until a day or two before that business closed, I thought that it could be saved, you know, and I wouldn't have thought that it would have actually closed. So August of 2009, that business closed, and I just went through a real mess, you know, controversy. And I mean, any business closure is going to be controversial, unless it's like, you know, if it's a mom-pop operation that where the people are hitting retirement age and they've been planning for it and stuff, then that's, you know, can be pretty smooth. But if you're dealing with a business that goes through an unexpected closure, when you have 100 employees and you have all these real estate transactions that are set to close in the following months, but you can't actually collect the commissions to pay out the agents because you're no longer in business. So a lot of people got caught up in that and got hurt in that process. And, you know, I got beat up by some ex-employees, you know, the media, the general public, and a lot of, you know, people taking shots and kicking you when you're down. So that was a point the months following that in August of 2009. It was definitely a challenge Looking back at it now where it's been more than 5 years, I learned a ton of lessons and I can appreciate it and be grateful that for what I learned going through that. But it certainly didn't feel like a gift back then.
Yeah, absolutely. I can actually feel, you know, I can picture, you know, running a successful business. You think you have, you know, 100 employees, you're doing great. And then everything just gets taken away from you. And now you can't pay your employees, and your employees that once praised you are now kicking you on the floor and stepping on your neck. You know, let's go a little bit deeper in that. Like, what was that feeling like? I know there's quite a few emotional feelings, but what was the one takeaway from that lesson that you got?
Well, you know, it's at the time I was feeling I guess a sense of betrayal from the employees, as I'm sure they were feeling the same for me. You know, there's a lot of mixed emotions, but, you know, I felt that I treated the people well up to that, you know, to that point. And, you know, unfortunately, I think in some regards, I treated the employees too well, because that's a part of the reason the business closed was with the model that we had. We were covering all the expenses and, you know, doing a lot for them. But looking back at it now, I can appreciate it. And I can see, yeah, people, when you're dealing with people's livelihoods and they've got a mortgage to pay and food to put on the table for kids and stuff, and then all of a sudden a business that they think's going well, bang, up and closes with, you know, in a controversial way, then I can see where people would be upset with that. So, you know, life, you move on. I'm hoping other people have moved on, but I know myself, I've hit a point where I've learned to, I guess, realize life is a series of ups and downs. And I'm not sure if you've seen Wall Street 2, the sequel to Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. Have you seen that one?
Yeah,
I love both Wall Streets. I mean, Gordon Gekko and all that. But in the sequel, a lot of people didn't like the sequel. I actually liked it. But he gets a great quote when Gordon Gekko gets out of jail and he's back on top after he makes this big comeback. He's buying the suits and, you know, getting the shoes shined. He says to a friend on the phone, he says something to the effect, like, you got to be there for the turns. He said, everyone's got good luck, everyone's got bad luck. He said, you don't run when you lose, you don't whine when it hurts. It's like the first grade, nobody likes a crybaby. And, you know, I may have mixed a few of the words up there, but hopefully I got the right sentiment that that's life. You know, there's going to be ups and downs. You can't whine and bitch and moan. You just got to pick yourself back up and continue on. I mean, that's all you can do. There's no choice.
Boom, Warrior Nation. Just with that, we can end it with there, to be honest with you, Mark.
Yeah, Gordon Gekko. You end it with Gekko. You can't do any better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Warrior Nation, and that's, it kind of goes with the theme here with Unstoppable Journey. I mean, life is a journey. We're on this journey. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And within that marathon, within our life, you know, whatever it is, 70, 80, 90, 100 plus years, whatever you're blessed with, you know, it is going to be a journey, and there are going to be ups and downs. There's going to be roadblocks. There's going to be things that we have to, you know, break through or climb under or, you know, dig ourselves. But the thing is, we got to be unstoppable and continue moving forward. And that's what you did. You know, you had some ups and downs with your business. If, you know, you ended up closing it, but now you're on the up again, and now you're coaching others, which is awesome. So, very cool story. So now let's talk a little bit. You talked a little bit about a failure in your life and in your business life. Now let's shift a little bit to a time where everything was flowing. You were unstoppable. Things were going great, and you just felt a sense of accomplishment. You were just in the flow. Is there a time in your life when things were just flowing and things were going good for you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple phases that I think of when I think of being in flow. The years right around 2005 to the end of 2008, things were really rolling, because I'd put in about 5 or 6 years of really hard work, and the fruits of that labor was starting to pay off. So, you know, we were the number one team, and I was the number one agent out of 300 in the marketplace that I was selling in. And, you know, just everything was going well, selling tons of houses and everything else. The other point that I feel like I'm in a state of flow now, and it's just it feels a little different where it's coaching and not real estate, but just with the podcast, like you mentioned early on, gaining all this traction, and I'm getting a lot of messages every day from people who are listening or people who want to be guests on the show and people who want to work with me, and it's really cool to see it. I'm trying to appreciate it a lot more than I may have back that, say, 2000 to 2008 period, when I was so busy and I didn't really appreciate the success, because I was just running around, you know, ragged like a chicken with my head cut off. So those are two points that I would say that I feel like I was in flow. But the big thing that I learned from in that period of, say, in around 2005 to 2008, I had opportunities to work with coaches, and I always turned them away. I thought, you know what, I know everything. I can handle it. I got this covered. And I never actually had a coach. And, you know, I was confident, you might say cocky or overconfident, but I just felt like, hey, I've been doing this all myself. I don't need a coach. And what 2009 taught me was that everybody needs a coach. I mean, you got the president of the United States, you got these big athletes, you've got actors and actresses and everyone else. Everyone needs a coach, regardless of where you are in your chosen profession. And that's what I've learned now as well. So I have coaches that I work with to stay on track, because I don't want the same thing happening now that happened back 5 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And coaching, I mean, Warrior Nation, it's a very, very important, you know, part of your business and getting to the next level. I mean, myself, I have two major coaches that I just hired for the 2015 season. And these are high profile coaches that I had to pay quite a penny for. But I know that that's going to come back 100-fold in just 2015 alone. So, you know, sometimes you have to get out your comfort zone to, you know, to really be in other people's lives and help get coached. Like you mentioned, you know, all these top athletes, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, you know, even Tiger Woods, they all have coaches to get them to be the top of their game, to be the best at what they do. So a few things that I just want to, you know, touch upon that I got from your success is, you know, one thing is you put in 5 to 6 years of hard work, right? Hard work to really be at the top of the game, to be the number one, you know, sales agent in real estate, things of that nature. But one thing that I want to just let everybody know that's listening is you have to work, guys. It's part of, you know, sometimes we come into business, maybe even I'm from the online world. So, you know, a lot of times when I'm talking to people, they want to find this push button software or they want to take an easy way out or a shortcut. But in life, what I've learned is you have to put in the time. You have to make sure that you're working hard, you know, and obviously working smart and have leverage points. All that works, you know, but I'm saying is you cannot work. You have to work. It's just part of being on this planet. You have to, you know, put your services out there that's going to be of value, and then that's when money is exchanged. But you still have to, like we're doing right now, this is fun and all, but it's also part of work. We had to make sure we got on the schedule, make sure you had other things. As a matter of fact, you had another commitment prior to this, so we had to switch days. So all that does take time and energy, which is part of the equation.
Yeah, and I would say if it feels like work, then you may be in the wrong game, you know, doing the wrong thing. All those years, say in real estate, I was working so many hours, it was crazy. You know, you're leaving the house at 7 a.m. and you're back at 10 or 11 o'clock at night, then you're doing some paperwork or whatever, but it didn't feel like work, you know. And after I'd gone through that business closure, when suddenly it was like going 100 miles an hour, then coming to a stop, and you don't have that to pour your energy into, I actually had less energy after the business closed. And, you know, I was almost feeling lethargic compared to all those years of when I was out grinding in real estate, because I had a passion and a mission, that's something that I want to do. And it's the same way now with the podcast. I'm working, you know what it's like doing a podcast. You know, I'm hosting a daily podcast. I'm dealing with all the balls in the air there. And there's a lot of midnight, 1 a.m. stuff like that, getting up at 4:30, 5 o'clock to do it. But it doesn't feel like work. So if you find something that aligns with your passions and something that's a goal and a dream that you have, it's not going to feel like work.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to touch on that, I mean, appreciate your wins and success. I mean, that I also got that from you. I mean, you have to take time to really appreciate what you're doing. And you know, you took some time to appreciate the podcast, and now you're new and noteworthy, and it's going. And, you know, just make sure you're appreciating your wins along your journey as well, because we sometimes, especially our brain, it tries to keep us in survival mode. So a lot of the time it gets to the negative stuff that, oh, we didn't accomplish something today, or we didn't do all this. But in the fact that throughout your day or throughout your season, you know, there's a lot of wins that you do. So you take some time to really just, you know, internalize that as well. Before we move on to the next segment, what would you say the biggest reason is to have a coach?
I mean, there's a lot of reasons why, but I think that the best one I could give is a coach is someone that can keep you on track. You know, regardless of how motivated you are, and how much personal development, your motivational books and videos and everything you're learning, it's very difficult to stay on track. And you touched on it, like your mind plays tricks on you, right? And if you're not careful, some negative thinking and some stuff can seep in, or maybe you get out of alignment somewhere and you get off track. And that's what happened to me back in 2009. Is I got off track and I didn't have a coach that was there to say, hey, Mark, maybe you shouldn't be, growing this as fast as you are. Step back and take your time, or maybe you shouldn't get into this business or that. And it would have really helped, at that time. Now, things work out, I guess, for the best. And I can look back and I can say, I wouldn't be here talking to you today, Martin, if I hadn't gone through that. But I think that's the biggest reason why is a coach is a second set of eyes that's not emotionally attached to the outcome. That with us, when we're trying to coach ourselves, there's so many emotions and, there's worry, there's fear, there's hope, excitement, everything all thrown in there, while coach is on the outside looking in. And it does make it easier to sort of help steer the course.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep you on track. Keep you accountable to what you really want to accomplish. Have another pair of eyes. Very cool. That's a writer downer, definitely. Mm-hmm. So, awesome, Mark. Well, thanks so much for sharing that aha moment, that light bulb that you had in your journey. One thing that I love talking here on the podcast is I love talking marketing strategy. I'm a person that is a true believer that you have to be able to market yourself if you want to succeed. Do you have one marketing strategy in particular that is sort of like your marketing DNA? When I mean that, when I say that, I mean basically something that you do on an everyday basis that you go to and you get results. Do you have a certain marketing strategy that you use in your business?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been big on marketing. Even when I was coming up through real estate, I was always, now I'm going to date myself here, but I was always big on, sending out the postcards and, had the slogan, Mark Moody sells the city, and just plastered it everywhere. This was before the days of social media. I'm talking like I'm an 80-year-old fogey here. I'm 36 years old. So with coaching, the big thing for me, which is really cool, is the podcast. That's a daily podcast that people are listening to, and it's getting out there and gaining more and more traction. And that's the reason why I want to have a daily podcast is with it compared to say something that's like once a month people do it or something like that. If you're doing a daily podcast in the matter of, about a month and a half, you have really a year's worth of podcasts crammed into that time, or just about. So it really lowers that learning curve, gets easier, and you can get so much more exposure doing it. And that's why the podcast is so important for me, and why I'm getting a lot of the prospecting leads and everything coming to me now is from the podcast. And then that coupled with social media, I'm big on Twitter and, Facebook and everything else. Like I think coaches and entrepreneurs have to be. So the two of them put together are a really cool engine to drive leads my way.
Yeah, absolutely. Podcasting for me is really opened up my eyes. I mean, just a few, I mean, I knew what podcasting was, but I didn't know the big aspect, the blue ocean that we're playing in. Although there's a lot of podcasters, it's still relatively new to the marketplace. I mean, there's a lot more people listening to podcasts now than any time in history, and it's even getting easier to get found. I mean, every new car, I think it was 2015 models, now have in the dashboard, if they have the dashboard, they now have the podcasting symbol. So now anyone can, instead of listening to, the Miley Cyrus or the Justin Bieber's of the world, or whoever's the new, pop singer, I don't even listen the radio anymore, to be honest with you. But
I should apologize to the audience. I'm Canadian, so for the whole Justin Bieber thing, I'm sorry. we didn't mean to offload him on you, but
that's funny. So now you're able to really set yourself up to the things that you want to listen to, the things that you want to put into your memory bank that is going to empower you or inspire you, instead of having all these commercials. So podcasting for me has really opened up my eyes to the traction that is out there and really the visibility that you can get as using that as another platform and a marketing strategy as well. Talking about daily podcasts, Warrior Nation, I just made the decision a few days ago where I was a weekly podcast. Now in 2015, I'm actually moving to a daily podcast because of what Mark just talked about.
Oh, cool. I've got an extra straitjacket. I'll send it down to you.
Yes, I know, huh? It's definitely, but here's the cool thing is that it's actually fun. I'm really enjoying the process. So like you said, although there's work involved, if you align yourself to things that actually make you get up in the morning and make you feel that you're alive and you're in flow, then it doesn't seem like work, and you're able to do, you're able to have a lot more energy, a lot more things, you're able to accomplish a lot more things when you're aligned with, you know, your true values and your core values. So awesome. Thanks for sharing that. And social media too. I'm a big believer in social media, you know, being on the different social networks and connecting with others is really a great way to get your business out there, Warrior Nation. So if you're thinking about, you know, creating a business or you have a business, make sure you're on the social networks. And if you're thinking about creating a podcast, there's a few steps that you have to take. But once you have the right coach and the right mentor, then you can get that cranked out in no time. So thanks for sharing that. Mark, let's take a quick minute for sponsors, and then we'll jump back into the segment.
Warrior Nation, do you have a product, service, or an idea that you've been wrestling with for quite some time now, but simply don't know the steps to make it a reality? Then coaching might be the number one thing you need to bring it to the marketplace. For a very limited time only, I am offering a 30-minute complimentary strategy session with me to finally make those plans a reality. To set up your complimentary coaching call with me, simply visit theunstoppablejourney.com/coaching. Once again, that's theunstoppablejourney.com/coaching to set up your free coaching call today.
Awesome. Well, welcome back, Mark. Super excited. You talked a little bit about your failure moments in life and your real estate and having to really shut down that business and the aha moments that you got from that. And then you also took us to a place and time where you were just in flow and, you know, and now, you know, with your podcast releasing, you know, you're in the new and noteworthy, you know, a lot more business coming your way and things of that nature. You know, for me, at least, I love reading, and I know something that I wanted to do for Warrior Nation is really just get them into the mindset of reading, right? Instead of just watching TV all the time, pick up a book. There's a lot of great resources out there. Do you have a certain book or a resource that you can recommend Warrior Nation that you go to and you love reading?
Yeah, I mean, I've got the perfect book for Warrior Nation. It fits right in with what you're doing. I mean, most interviews I mentioned when I go on a show, Think and Grow Rich, like I mentioned before, that was the one that really got me started. But the one I'm really into now, it's called Thick Face, Black Heart by Ching-Ning Chu. And the subtitle for it's The Warrior Philosophy for Conquering the Challenges of Business and Life. So Thick Face, Black Heart, it's an amazing book. You know, I've now read it a couple times. I've worn out a highlighter or two and a pen writing notes and, you know, highlighting things in it. And it basically takes Eastern business philosophies and incorporates it for a Western audience. Basically, and it's really hard to sum up, I guess, in, you know, 20 seconds, but I'd recommend that people check that book out. It's not really well known in the Western world, but it's well worth it. I think your audience will enjoy it.
Very cool. Thick Faces, Black Heart. And who's the author again?
It's Thick Face, Black Heart, a woman named Ching-Ning Chu, and she wrote it back around 1992. Now, she passed away a few years ago, but she did write it back in the early 1990s, and anyone who enjoys Think and Grow Rich will like this. But the reason this book's really powerful for me is in the past, I felt like a lot of times I was trying to keep everybody happy, you know, coming from probably the background being in the real estate businesses, you try to, you know, not tick anybody off because you want to keep as many potential customers and keep everyone happy. And what this book talks about is it says that it's okay to go after what you want to go after and stop being so concerned about other people, basically. So it's not saying you go out there and you make a ton of enemies intentionally or anything like that, but there's a lot of stuff in there that's talked about how you can basically not be held back by worrying about what other people think is the best way that I can put it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely going to be going on my Christmas list. I have a Christmas list going
nice.
Of books, so definitely going to pick that up. I always love reading, you know, especially business books or books that are going to take you on a different mindset and just, you know, just help you move and grow as a person as well. So thank you for sharing with that. Now, one thing I love doing here, Mark, at the Unstoppable Journey is I love, you know, highlighting and showcasing organizations or charities that really don't get that much highlight. Do you have a certain charity or organization that you love to contribute to or you love to contribute in the future?
Yeah, the one that stands out for me, both my parents fought cancer and beat it, luckily. So for me, it's the Canadian Cancer Society being in Canada. But, you know, obviously there's comparable ones all over the world. So anything that's cancer related has a personal meaning just given what my parents went through.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's crazy. You're starting to hear a lot more. People are getting cancer. And yeah, we definitely got to find a cure because, yeah, my grandpa actually beat cancer as well. You know, so there's a lot of people that are going through that. So Warrior Nation, if you feel that, you know, you can resonate with that, it's going to be in the show notes. You can go to theunstoppablejourney.com and you can get everything that Mark and myself were talking about today. So awesome. Thanks for highlighting. Cancer is definitely something that we need to showcase a little bit more on. So awesome. We're getting to the final stretch here, Mark, the final lap of our journey here. And one thing I like to take the time is really just to, once again, highlight you as our guest, but also just share a project that you're most passionate about at the moment. Can you go ahead and share a little bit about what you're doing and how can folks listening get a hold of you?
Yeah, I've got a lot of cool stuff going on and things I'm excited about for 2015. The biggest thing for me, my passion is coaching other coaches. And the story I always relate, I'm a big Elvis fan. You know, I love Elvis, Beach Boys, Beatles, all that. And back in August of 1953, a kid named Elvis Presley walked into Sun Studios, this little, you know, studio in Memphis that wasn't well known either. And the owner, Sam Phillips, basically discovered Elvis. You know, he went in to record a few songs for his mother, and that was it. And nobody thought much of Elvis Presley, but he actually saw something in Elvis. And, of course, we all know how that story turned out, you know, with the King of Rock and Roll. So my goal is I'm trying to discover coaches, you know, the Elvis, the Elvi of the coaching industry that are out there, you know, because there's so many talented coaches, but they're not able to get their heads up above the crowd and get noticed to impact enough people. But if they're given that chance to get out there, then they could impact so many lives in a positive way. So I'm doing one-on-one mentoring now. I mean, all the info's on the website there at naturalborncoaches.com. I don't open up the doors and work with every Tom, Dick, or Harry. You know, I want to work with people who are serious, that, and not just people that want to, yeah, I want to be a coach and, you know, I want to earn a living being a coach. I want people that want to be the best, you know, and there's got to be something there. So with my one-on-one mentoring, that's the big project I'm working on right now, just to get those coaches rolling and get them noticed. And you know what? If I can make a star out of those coaches, then that's, speaking selfishly, that's great for me too, because I'm always going to have clients.
Yeah, absolutely. So guys, you can definitely check out Mark at Natural Born Coaches. He also has a podcast. I recommend you subscribing. I subscribe to it. As a coach myself, I definitely want to get the wisdom that you're bringing out from other coaches. So I have that on my podcast, you know, the ones that I've subscribed to. So I'm loving what you're doing, Mark. Keep doing it. Keep rocking it out. Do you have any final words of wisdom that you can share with Warrior Nation before we depart?
Well, I mean, I like I mentioned before, I love the whole theme of your show because it's right up my alley. And what I would say to anyone listening, you know, I hope I didn't scare any entrepreneurs away or people that want to become entrepreneurs away from doing it, just from hearing from some of the ups and downs, because the thing that you could take from my story is that nothing is final. You know, anything that you think's a big failure then is really just a stumble. And if you have the right attitude, you can pick yourself back up, and it's not the end of the world. You're not going to die. You're going to move on, and you're going to find better things. If that stumble hadn't happened in 2009, I wouldn't have my coaching business now. I wouldn't have to be doing what I'm doing. I wouldn't be here talking to you. So if you want to be successful, you're going to have to take those risks. Like, don't think about playing it safe and worry about it. Anybody that is sitting back and criticizing, it's because they're not out there trying to do it. And that's a reason that you're not noticing their failures, is they're not doing anything. So if you have to choose between the two, choose that route where you're taking risks and you're taking on challenges and going that whole entrepreneurial journey. So just go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great way to leave off. I mean, definitely take risks. You know, being an entrepreneur is about taking risks. And I love one of my mentors, Jim Bunch, from The Ultimate Game of Life. He talks about you want to take risks as an entrepreneur, but never be at risk. So always do your due diligence. Make sure you're looking at, you know, different strategies. Make sure you have to take risks, but never be at risk. So that's something I always take from Jim Bunch. But yeah, I love what you, and if you scared off people, I mean, come on, guys. You're trying to be an entrepreneur, or you're an entrepreneur right now, just know that there's a lot of value in here, and make sure you go back and you listen to this, because Mark definitely gave us a lot of golden nuggets that you can apply to your life and to your business. So, Mark, once again, thank you so much for being a guest on The Unstoppable Journey. I really appreciate your time. I know you can be anywhere in the world, but you're here with our audience. So thank you once again, my friend. I really appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks, Martin. I had a good time.
Thanks a lot. We'll definitely be keeping in touch. If you want to get more targeted traffic and leads and more marketing tips like you got today, simply go to MitchTraining.com. That's MITSTraining.com. And if you got value from this podcast, I definitely would love to hear your thoughts, your insights, how you're boosting sales beyond what I just shared with you today. So head over to TheUnstoppableJourney.com. That's TheUnstoppableJourney.com. And you'll be able to get all the past podcasts and everything in the future that I put out. And if you're a person that's wanting to build their business and capture all the leads that you're learning how to do on this podcast, you can visit MyMitsPages.com. That's MyMitsPages.com and set up your free account today.